Waterloo Radio.
All right.
You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3 Waterloo Radio.
Darn right you are.
Yeah.
Coming to you live atop of Maxwell's Music House in snowy Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Yep, that's right. Now, if you're new to the Mono A Mono Show,
welcome, first off.
Yeah, you've become a Mono Amigo right now. And what we do here is each week a theme has been submitted, or we choose a theme. Mm-hmm. And then we each pick four songs based upon that theme. We duke it out in the Mono A Mono Quadrilateral. And then at the end of the show, we invite listeners to go to www.mckennamath.com and vote for whose selections they like better.
Preach on. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Where they can click on the vote button. You can join me right now in the chat room. It's packed right now with a whole bunch of people just talking it up in there.
Yeah.
So come on in and join the fray.
And you can find that chat at mckennamath.com or soundfm.ca.
That's correct, DJ Steele. And the other way to vote is by calling us. Or you can call us anytime. 519-884-2567, which also spells CKMS, if you have one of those nifty dial pad buttons.
With letters
on them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the old rotary ones had that as well.
Well, what was our theme from last week?
Last week's theme was, had something to do with
food?
Food, that's right. Food and or drink.
All right, well, the results are in from that show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tallied them up here. Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's buzzing
and
a little bit.
So the results are in.
And?
And it was another tie. It's split. See, the thing is, it's split right down the way. We looked on the website and it split.
Yep.
You got the votes in the chat room during the show.
Yep.
And then I win on the, the podcast listeners.
I don't know what it is. We gotta shake it up.
Yeah, we gotta figure out. Now, who was it last week that you were talking a lot to on there?
Princess Consuela and Groovy Tuesday.
Yeah. I didn't even see an application from Groovy Tuesday.
Why didn't Groovy Tuesday vote?
No, he didn't apply. Well, yeah, he didn't vote for one. He participated so much in the show,
didn't vote.
It's just like Canada, how these people don't want to vote.
Yeah.
They just don't vote.
Yeah.
And then we elect, who's our president?
We don't have a president.
See? We don't even have one because nobody votes. So,
I know.
That's the thing.
We need to solve that problem.
I know.
Because, man, we need a president in a bad way.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to this week's theme. Now, you said it was submitted by
DJ Amyo.
DJ Amyo.
Yeah.
And the theme, now, no one will have been able to guess because we couldn't actually allude to the theme in what we were playing.
We did give a couple of hints, though.
We did in our wonderful lead-ins to all our songs. So, the theme for this week that was submitted, which was a very difficult one for me because I didn't have any in my library and had to go pick some up.
Yeah.
Were mashups.
Mashups.
Now, if you don't know what a mashup is, it's the combination or mashing up of two or more songs.
That's correct. So, some people... See, a mashup is different than a remix in that, like, you're taking two... Like, a remix, in my mind, is, like, taking a song and then adding certain components to it to make it sound different. And some of those might be samples from other songs. A mashup is more like taking two songs and just sticking them together somehow.
Sticking them together.
Yeah. So you have very distinct portions of two different songs.
At least two or more songs.
So,
all right. Well, let's.
And man, just in listening to some mashups, like how these guys come, like some of them, there are a little bit more, like you can see how they did it a little bit easier, but some of them you're just like, man, like how did you think to put those songs together?
Yeah.
It just, well, it's crazy.
I also had a hard time finding them, so maybe we'll tell people where we found them if we've got that information, and if they're interested in these mashups, where they can get them.
Yeah, sure. That sounds like a feasible way all to right. do things around here.
Well, let's rock, scissor,
that sounds
paper
very generous of us, actually.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
so generous.
Let's
okay.
Scissor, rock, paper it up, or let's paper, rock, scissor it up.
Or rock, scissor, paper it up.
Yeah, and then see who's going to go first.
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three,
paper!
Rock.
Yes!
All right, what do you want?
I'm going to defer.
All right. My first one,
yes.
I got a song here called a mashup called Smells Like Funky Music.
Oh.
Which is a mashup between...
Wait, let me try and guess. A mashup of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana and Play That Funky Music by... Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Play That Funky Music, White... Who sings that song?
You want me to give it away?
Sure.
Wild Cherry.
Ah.
So, anyways, here it is. On Mono a Mono.
What a lead-in.
Yeah! so much better. I'm funking out in every way, but I'll never lose that feeling. No, I won't. Of how I learned my lesson that day, when they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving, and just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that funky music, why, boy? Play that funky music, right? Play that funky music, why, boy? Lay down the boogie and play the funky music till you die. Till you die.
Woo! There it is right there. Some smells like funky music.
That's what it was.
Wild Cherry versus Nirvana.
Yeah.
Now, that one right there was by... Most of mine tonight are going to be by DJ Lobster Dust.
Yeah.
If you like these DJ Lobster Dust tunes... He's got them all free to download right on his site.
Really?
So you just type in DJ Lobster Dust. He's got tons of them. Just
wow.
Search through, pick the ones you like, download them free.
I know, I've got one on my computer that I'm not playing tonight. That's Phil Collins versus Block Party.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, he does everything.
Cool.
If you suggest ones, he'll try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. DJ Lobster Dust is ambitious.
Yeah, I got a couple coming up that from him, too.
Cool.
So, what do you got?
All right. My first tune is by, I guess, a DJ called Mighty Mike. And this is actually the song that inspired this theme. That was submitted by DJ Amio. Yeah. DJ Amio Synthesis. So, the song is called Imagine a Jump. Would you care to guess who artists are?
It's Van Halen's Jump.
Yeah.
And Imagine by, I'm trying to think of his name, the Beatles guy.
Yep.
Oh, why can't I think of his name? John Lennon.
That's right. Good job, Steele.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. All right, so yeah, here it is. This is Imagine a Jump, comprised of Jump by Van Halen, and Imagine by John Lennon, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Seen the toughest around, and I know
All right, there it is.
Yep, shorty but a goodie there.
Yeah, imagine started the jump.
Started it off a little mellow, but that's okay. Two classic songs, I think, there. With a good mix-up, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It always needs a good mix-up to make a good mash-up.
Yeah. As well as
some good backbeats.
And some 2% milk.
You said it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to jump right into mine.
Oh, yeah?
You'll have to guess what it is.
Okay.
This one's pretty obvious. I'm going to speed things up a little bit here on my second pick.
Okay.
Here. Now, the song, again by DJ Lobster Dust.
Yeah.
Is Smash My Blood... Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
No. I mashed it up a little bit too much.
Oh, you! Sometimes you get so invested in the theme, still,
yeah,
that
and
you
just
can't
go the extra mile.
Yeah, you can't pull yourself back. No. You're just too into it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it again.
Start over.
I'm gonna do it again.
Redo. Mulligan.
Smash my butterfly up.
Smash my butterfly up.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Oh, geez. I'm gonna guess Crazy Town's Butterfly. No?
No.
Butterfly. Bullet with Butterfly Wings?
Yeah.
By Smashing Pumpkins. And Smash My Butterfly Up. Smash. I don't know.
The Prodigy song.
Oh.
Smack
My Bitch Up. It's 10 to 9.
Yeah, it's 10 to 9. Anyway. Here it is with Smash My Butterfly Up, Prodigy versus Smashing Pumpkins, here on
Sound FM. Let's see what it sounds like.
100.3, Mono A Mono.
Is a vampire sent to drain secret destroyer, hold you up to the flames, and what do I get for my pain?
Even though I suppose I'm
Jesus was an honest son, yeah. Tell me I'm the chosen one. Jesus was an honest son, but yeah.
Will do. All right. You may have heard the voice of the man right there.
Yeah, Road Dogg. Road Dogg we've got coming up is 50th birthday roast of the Road Dogg.
That's right.
Here at Maxwell's studio, Maxwell's Music House.
On Saturday, February 26th at 9 o'clock with special musical guest, The Joys. And
he was just telling us, now we're not big fans of,
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
I remembered it.
The Guess Who.
Yeah, I think there was one episode when I was a kid and the show came on, and there was like, so the one of the, as I understand, he Doctor Who like travels around in this phone booth and he goes to different like times and dimensions and whatnot, and one of them he went to this place where there were some scary guys, and so that was my first experience with Doctor Who, and just put a bad taste in my mouth for the rest of my life, I guess.
Yeah, so, I've never seen it.
But anyways, one of the robots from that
coming.
Show is going to be at Road Dogg's Roast.
Yeah.
So anyways, come check it out. Also, while we're on the topic of plugging things, on Friday, February 18th, I believe that's next Friday, DJ Carmelo's is hosting a Hip Hop and Skate, which is a charity event. At the Waterloo Public Square. So if you want to go skating and listen to some hip-hop, check it out. From 8 to 10 p.m. It's an all-ages, alcohol and attitude-free night of fun. That's how it's... with a donation of a loonie and a can of food. And then you can also win some fabulous door prizes.
Oh, so the alcohol's free?
I guess so. Anyway, so if you want to check that out, I think the proceeds go to the radio station because we are a charitable organization.
Oh, wow.
Anyhow. So that's that. So
let's get, you're trying to divert the attention from
I'm
the
not
fact
trying to
that
divert
I just
anything.
Played Smash My Butterfly up.
Okay.
And it kicked butt, and I think you're a little bit afraid of what
no,
you got
No, I'm not afraid.
Next.
I'm not afraid at all. I'm just trying to support the station so that we don't get kicked off the air.
Oh.
Some of us care about that, Steele. Maybe you don't, but I do.
I'm interested in not getting kicked off the air by listening to this great song that you've got apparently coming up next.
Did that even make sense?
Well, yeah, if
I'm
you don't
interested
play music
in not getting kicked off the air
by listening to the great song that you got coming up.
I don't get it.
Well, you gotta play music on a radio station.
No, you don't. You can talk. You ever heard of talk radio?
Nice.
It's just talk.
All right.
Okay, no, I'm gonna play music. All right, so the song I'm gonna play is by DJ Martino, and the song is called Smells Tricky. Do you have a guess?
Well, I'm gonna guess Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
That's right.
Tricky.
Listeners, you may have, Mono Amigos, you may have noticed a recurring theme.
Cheap Trick?
No.
Ooh, no. I won't cut the music there.
Yeah.
So not Cheap
Dramatic
Trick.
Dramatic pause.
Tricky. I don't know. What's Tricky?
Tricky by Run DMC.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know Run DMC.
You are after this song gets played, so here we go. This is Nirvana versus Run DMC, Smells Tricky by DJ Martino, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
This bitch is my sight. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
That's right.
Some more. I like how that one. Now, see, even though we've already had some Smells Like Teen Spirit in here, that one sounded completely different. The other one focused more on the high picking part of it. None of the singing. That one had a whole bunch of Kurt Cobain singing.
That's right.
In with the RDMC, Run DMC. Wow.
And it also had some Dave Grohl drumming and Chris Novoselic bassing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I forgot. I must have forgotten to mention that. So, we're right now at the three-quarter song, which is a big deal. because the three-quarter song sometimes wins it or sometimes ties it.
That's correct.
Yeah. So if you're down in the polls, this one will bring you up to help you tie the game.
Well, hey, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown, a recap, if you will.
A run
DMC down.
All right. Well, that one that you just heard was Run DMC versus Nirvana, Some Smells Tricky by DJ Adrock. He played that one. He also played, well, by some other, by DJ Martino, but DJ Adrock. Oh, God, let me start over.
You're mashing everything up this week, man. You're mashing up everything.
DJ Adrock chose Smells Tricky, a Nirvana Run DMC mashup, and Imagine a Jump, a Van Halen John Lennon mashup. DJ Steel played Smash My Butterfly Up.
Yep.
A Prodigy versus Smashing Pumpkins mashup, and Smells Like Funky Music by Wild Cherry versus Nirvana mashup.
Yes, you did.
All right, my next one. Are you ready for this one here?
No, I'm not.
You got to think of who it is.
Okay.
This one's tricky because I've never heard.
Oh, tricky.
Bands. No, nice. It's not tricky.
Listen to all the segues we've got going on here.
Alone with You.
I don't have a clue.
No? Okay, let me emphasize the second words here. Alone with You.
Thanks for that. So what you're saying is it's Alone with You.
With You.
With You.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No?
No.
All right.
Give me another hint.
Other than what the title is?
Can it have to do with what the enunciation is more?
Well, here, do you want to see the spelling? Alone with You.
It doesn't help me, no.
Okay, it's a mashup.
Yes.
Of Queens of the Stone Age's I Want to Make It with You.
Oh.
That's why I thought that would help with that one. And, I don't know, some Air song that deals with alone.
Okay.
I don't know this
by
one.
By Air?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, here it is. I don't know the one band, but it's definitely not the original Queens of the Stone Age song. And this is another DJ Lobster Dust mashup. Oh,
man, DJ Lobster Dust is prolific, to say the least.
Yes. As far as he goes, he is my mashup person, my go-to mashup DJ.
Whenever you're in a bind and you need a mashup, you go to DJ Lobster Dust.
All downloads are 100% free.
Hey.
So here it is.
Doesn't come much better than free.
Alone with You, Air versus Queens of the Stone Age here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Oh, sometimes the same is different, but mostly it's the same. These mysteries of life, that just ain't my thing. If I told you that I knew about the sun and the moon, I'd be untrue.
Slowing it down right there, yeah. Alone with you.
Slowing it down, yeah, for
there's
the
some
ladies.
Air mashed up with some
air
Queens of the Stone Age.
Some Queens O-T-S-A.
That's right.
Q-O-T-S-A.
Alone with you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you slowed it down during your second one, so I figured, what the heck? I'm going to slow it down for one. Now, what do you got bringing us?
Well, now I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, this is such a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, this
yep.
show.
Yep, it is.
Each week, we just bring it. We leave it all on the line, throw it up on the podcast, on the line, get it?
Yeah.
We leave it all on the
line. We leave it all on the on the interweb. Okay, so I'm going to pick it up a little bit with a song that's in an unusual time signature.
Oh, those 7/4. Are the best.
Don't look. Oh. Are you cheating? I'm gonna ask you.
Now. I totally. Okay, say it.
Never mind.
I'll see if I know the song. Do
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. I'll especially expect you to get this first one. It's R. Kelly versus Broken Social Scene.
Oh, see, I'm supposed to guess if I can get the song?
Yeah, because
no,
since you looked at...
I thought you were going to tell me the song, and I would tell you the song titles. Because I don't know any of their songs either.
Oh.
So what's the mashup name?
I'm a Flirt 7... Well, the mashup name kind of sucks, because it's just a combination of both of the song titles.
Oh, so it's not
I'm a Flirt 7/4 Shoreline.
Oh. So I'm guessing... R. Kelly's song is I'm a Flirt, and Broken Social Scene is 7/4 Shoreline.
7/4 Shoreline.
Oh.
The reason why it's called 7/4 Shoreline is because the time signature is 7/4.
Oh.
It's unusual. That's why my lead-in before you
yeah.
kind of mashed it up was was talking about the time signature.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Well... See, I was just saying we could have still gone with it because you know how you had some like Smells Tricky.
Yeah.
That's not the full title.
Yeah.
And I was still able to guess. But sorry, I won't look
That's
at
okay.
the computer for your next one.
The next one's coming off my iPod, so it doesn't matter.
There we go, see?
So that solves everybody's problem. Okay, so here's R. Kelly versus Broken Social Scene. Excuse me, I'm not sure who the DJ is. So if you want to commend somebody or look it up for yourself or have them make a mashup for you, you'll have to search them out yourselves. So this is I'm a Flirt 7/4 Shoreline here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is Mono a Mono.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see you walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When your eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick I'm alone, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. She can't tight in your trunk.
holler at her. Just soon she go to the bathroom, I'm gonna holler at her. I don't know how we're walking through the mall. If I could, then I'd probably be the it all along. Yeah, yeah, maybe you say she a girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'm gonna be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how we play. It's moving in the shop. And plus we got the plan, it flows in the shop. Now the morning of the story's coming, cause hey, I'm black, handsome myself, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, you dude.
Well, if you love you, girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Girl, cause I'm wearing a flirt when I speak to girl. She put the eyes on the slide, I seen you, girl.
Better treat your girl right.
Cause another man will. Treat your girl like another man will. She leave you white and I see you white. Let me for real, how you got this gonna be you white? When I live her life, just get me right. You don't really look at me, cause you hit me right. She probably just like cause you being tight. That's to the game, I'm just looking at life. You see how the ass looking at life. I know she'll check me, look in the eye. There's deep in the night, better hit that price. I can even with your mind if I hit that price. No, smack that line, you said that right. I'm on the dress, so yeah, that's right. You're feeling on the hell, I'm getting in the fight. Yeah, I know it's gonna tackle this way, just right. So feels like seeing shit fast, we don't.
I think I just found my new favorite song ever. Ever.
I don't know about that, but it was a pretty good three-quarter song.
I'll say, especially for not knowing what it was going to sound like.
So, you just picked based upon the artist?
Yeah, I saw that Broken Social. I love Broken Social Scene, so I saw that Broken. Well, I mean, I love that song especially, and so I saw that those two were mashed up together.
Yeah.
And decided just to go for it, man.
You just went for it.
I just had a gut feeling and I just went for it.
Wow.
Yep. So there you go. There you have it, folks.
Now you're getting an idea.
That's the kind of instincts that I roll with.
You said it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, biz nasties.
All right. It is now time to open the vault for a very exciting part of the show.
Okay. Let's see if you can get it right this time, this week.
Okay. Why, was it last week that
we were denied? Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, Tim had to...
So tonight...
Tim had to deny us access.
It is now time for...
The Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Yes.
That took a while because I almost messed it up, too.
Yes, you did.
All right. As soon as you sent me this theme, mashups.
Yeah.
That was sent from DJ...
Amyo.
I don't know why I can't remember that. Probably because it's not actually a word. It's just like a sound.
Amyo.
So...
DJ Amyo.
As soon as I was sent this...
DJ Amyo.
The only ever... Well, actually, I've heard a couple mashups, but the very first mashup I've ever heard was this one, and I enjoyed it, so I looked it up.
Wow.
Now, going back to...
So this song popped your mashup cherry?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm gonna throw it out there. You can guess what it is.
Okay.
The song title is... Smells Like Hurt.
Okay, so like we practiced?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna guess Nirvana... Smells Like Teen Spirit and Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
No, not quite.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, just who? Slightly off.
Oh, it's is it Johnny
Cash?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I tricked
Cripes.
You. I tricked you.
Cripes.
Okay, anyway. So here it is. Let's just get into it. This is a mashup of and like we said with season 4, we're not talking
about... Actually, there's some other artists involved in this mashup.
Yeah, actually, there are. I don't know who they are.
Blue Oyster Cult and New Order.
Yeah, so this one's got a few of them. Actually, I did know there were a couple more, but I didn't know what they were.
And it's by DJ Dangerous Orange.
Nice. Now, as we were saying with season 4, we're not talking about the selections that we choose. However... if we play a song, the other can't play it. Now, it's obviously a little bit different here on the mashup segment of the show. But, obviously, Nirvana is ruling the mashup. Wouldn't you have to say so?
I would have to say so. Especially the song Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. I mean,
now why do you,
it must be easy to mash a song with this.
Yeah, like, why do you think that is? Is it...
maybe it's just such a prolific song. Perfect timing. I don't know. Well,
I don't know what it is. Do you want to hear your song?
Let's do it. Let's play it.
Okay.
Here's Smells Like Hurt on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Take my hand.
All right, there it is. Some smells like hurt. As far as I'm concerned, the first ever mashup ever made.
Ever made?
Yeah.
Because it was the first one that you've ever heard.
Yeah, and it blew my mind. How can someone combine two songs like that?
Oh, yeah? Well, that was four songs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I said
was
two.
Four?
So not exactly, but yeah.
New Order, Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Johnny Cash, Nirvana.
Yeah, I heard that song. Who does that?
You think your mind has been blown right now?
Yeah, it has.
Wait until you hear my knockout punch.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. So, I was introduced by this artist by my friend Lawrence. And he gave me this CD, and it said... And the artist's name was Girl Talk. And I was like, Girl Talk? That sounds like a funny name for a band.
Girl Talk?
Yeah. So I popped it in my... In my CD player.
And they did mashups.
And it started playing.
Yeah.
And it was like hip-hop. And I was like and not just hip-hop, yeah. But like... Like, because Larry likes listening to hip-hop, but typically underground stuff. This was like...
Was Larry my friend that you were talking
about? Yeah, okay. You know Larry.
Yeah.
This is like more radio-friendly stuff, which
okay.
I wouldn't think that Larry... But then... Things started getting a little bit weird.
Oh, man.
And things started getting mashed up.
Oh, mashed up.
And then my mind was blown.
Okay.
All over the inside of my car because Girl Talk, whose name is Greg Gillis, and he looks like... It's funny because there's a couple of... On the Wikipedia page, there's a couple pictures of him. And like three of the four pictures, he's like... Looks like such a... Like just a...
Like a
computer nerd.
Oh, a computer nerd.
And then there's one picture of him that's like, he's shirtless and his hair's flying everywhere and he's got a beard and
cool.
It's crazy. But yeah, like as we were talking when we started the show, how people can find these songs and mix them together like is beyond me. How they like pick this song and whatever. Because most of the songs that we've been playing so far have been like mainly two songs put together, whatever. This guy grabs tons of different songs and mixes them all together and makes one song. So,
all right,
prepare to have your mind blown. This song is called "Play Your Part, Part One." This is from an album that he released in 2008, which he released one last year. But I decided to go with my first experience with him, which was from the album "Feed the Animals." Last year he released "All Day," but here we go. This is, I was looking for a feature band.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I was getting ready for the feature band, and I went off of Girl Talk. But, so here we go. Here we go.
Here this we go.
Play Your Part, Part 1.
Play Your Part, Part 1.
By Girl Talk.
By Girl
here
Talk.
Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono. This is my knockout punch.
My bitch a choosing lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She becomes country, giving all that she got. A thousand a popper, pulling Bentleys off the lot. Smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy. Thank you.
walk it out, walk it out, now walk it out, walk it out, now walk it out, walk it out, now west I walk it out, south I walk it out, east I walk it out, north I walk it out, now hit the dance floor, hey, bend your back low, she do it with no hands, now stop popping roll, a smoking bubble hoe, yeah, they in trouble hoe, I like the way she moves, a undercover hoe. On once again, Patron once again. I threw my head back, then I froze like the wind. West I walk it out, south I walk it out, east I walk it out, north I walk it out.
Some girl talk, playing your part, part one, here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
That's right.
Now.
See, did you, how many songs could you pick out there? There's a bunch of them.
Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor.
Yep.
And I got one other one. Queen. I don't know.
Is there a Queen in there? I know there's Huey Lewis in the News. There was some Twisted Sister. A lot of different stuff in there. Anyways, so
maybe
now's
Twisted
that time.
Sister, that's what. Ah, son of a. That's what I thought was.
Son cool. of a gun.
You know what? As this show goes on, and I just keep listening to more and more good music, my brain just kind of melts into the wonderfulness of the of this whole show. Anyways, what were you saying there?
I said now's the time in the show where people can go and vote.
All right, and there's a bunch of ways you can vote. You can go in your URL browser, type in mckennamath.com. It's because Tim's last name is McKenna. He tallies up all the scores, so that's why we've got that. McKenna
Tim
Math.
McKenna,
yep. Tim McKenna. mckennamath.com. He's gracious enough to add up all the stuff and host our website.
Which is why it's called McKennaMath.com, because he's adding up the votes.
Exactly. So you can just click on the vote button there, and there's a simple drop-down menu. Select which DJ you felt played better mashup songs this evening, and go from there. Or if you're in the chat